My friends, in our Catholic faith, there are many things that we take for granted. Why do we do this? Why do we do that? Now, there's the common whys, the one that you hear about maybe in the call-in radio show or in whatever other YouTube channel where they talk about almost the same things. And sometimes those questions, to me, just drive me crazy because it's the same questions everyone asks, but there's these other questions that no one seems to ask and we take for granted. This series that we have started, which is all about reflecting in our hearts as the Blessed Mother did. And in this today's series, I want to talk about what does it mean to give glory to God? What are we talking about? When we use this expression, what do we even mean? Please stay with me in today's video to understand what this means and to learn how it applies to your own life. My friends, as I always love to do, please join me in a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Friends, this is a channel Uniquely Mary where we explore all things Blessed Mother, but we also explore different teachings of the Catholic faith and other areas that are related to her because she loves everything that Jesus gave us. So everything that we explore in the Catholic faith is something that is dear to her heart. So this series is called Reflecting in Our Hearts because this is one of the things that St. Luke describes, that in several scenes in the life of the Blessed Mother, she took these things and pondered them in her heart. And that's what we want to do. I want to take a deeper look and deeper approach to basic questions, the things that people maybe wonder about. So my wife posed this question to me. She said, what does it mean to give glory to God? We hear this a lot, maybe in different church services or in different church communities, that we hear it. They say something like, give God the glory for the greater glory of God. Give glory to God in your prayer. Maybe you hear kind of similar expressions, and I don't really know if they really explain what that means. So I began praying about it, and the first thing that we can think about is, the answer is a little bit like, we don't know. We're going to see God's glory when we get to heaven, and we hear about it, but we don't really see it, and we can't really grasp it. So there's this aspect to that question that's unanswerable, because God's glory has to do with an element of his essence and who he is. And we can only see that in the afterlife. We cannot see that while we are living. But in the scriptures, you see this idea of the glory of God essentially being his shining power, what comes off of him, the light that radiates from God, the thing that sort of tells us of his divine presence. For instance, you hear about this in the Old Testament, when the Jewish people were getting out of Egypt, and for instance, when Moses was in the presence of God, it says something like the glory of God shone off of his face. So they talk about like this sense of light, this sense of the divine presence. We also hear about this in the New Testament. For instance, when Jesus is with James and John and Peter and the transfiguration happens, they speak about the glory of God coming down upon them and the cloud that overcomes them. And also we hear kind of an allusion to this, that the glory of God was manifested when the Holy Spirit came down on Jesus after his baptism. So we have these kind of little crumbs that are left there that tell us something about God's glory having to do with his presence and the sense of light and the divine essence being poured out. But you also hear in different prayers, including in the Mass, and throughout the saints, where they talk about give God the glory or give glory to God in the way that you live. And another place that we hear this is in the prayer of Jesus. So in Jesus's prayer when he is in the garden, and this prayer is only recounted in the Gospel of John, he begins talking a lot about God's glory. He begins talking about to the Father, Father, that they may have the glory that I have, the glory that I had before with you, that they may see it afterwards, that they may share in that glory that we have. And he begins talking about it. Interestingly enough, Jesus never defines what it is. He doesn't actually say what that glory is. But this is something that came to mind. The greatest aspect of God's presence that we have yet to really see and understand is the fact that God is this outpouring love, this self-sacrificial love that we could almost describe as just terrifying and almost violent and overwhelming and completely emptying, totally humiliating, totally life-giving to the other person, but life-taking of the one who's doing it. To where when we see the love of God, we don't think it's love at all. We think it's just disgusting or violent. So for instance, an example of that would be Jesus on the cross. As Catholics, we would say the great example of God's love is Jesus on the cross. Well, if we had been there, we would say that it was a horrifying thing to look at. So how could that be the glory of God? Or how could that be God's greatest outpouring of love? That's the essence of the divine nature, that God the Father, in a way that it is almost like Jesus dying on the cross, where he literally pours out his entire life, his entire blood, his entire everything in a way that we find almost repulsive. God the Father in some way does this within the Trinity. And that's what it means to be a father, to pour yourself out to the very last drop. Those of you that are fathers, spiritual or physical, know exactly what this means. On a day where you really live out your fatherhood, you go to bed half dead. That's what it's like for God the Father on an infinite level, on a way that is overwhelming. That is the glory of God, the way in which God loves. So when Jesus is praying, God, give me the glory that I had before, just as in the divine, God the Son pours himself out back to the Father, Jesus wanted to image this on the cross. He could only image it once, because whenever we pour ourselves out in this way, we will die. You could only do it once. You only get one shot at it. You can't multiple times completely pour yourself out. You will totally die by doing that. So he was actually praying, God, give me the glory that I had before. Let me die on the cross. And by my total self-emptying on the cross, shine out the glory of God. That's God's glory. That self-emptying death, that death that takes everything from us and gives it to someone else, that is the divine essence. That is what God is. When we say God is love, that's what we mean. Painful, self-sacrificing love for someone else. That's what God is when we say God is love. And God's love is his glory. So whenever we give greater glory to God, what that means is that we are doing that, that we are somehow imitating an aspect of that love. Not to the full degree, because we're not dead yet. If you're still alive, you haven't been a martyr for God. You haven't poured yourself out completely for someone else. You've only partially done it. But to the degree that we do it fully, to that degree we give God the glory, because when we pour out that love for others, what are we really doing? We're showing them who God is. We're letting them taste God for themselves. Parents do this. People that are in love do this often. Children do it for their parents as well. The greatest example that we have of people that give God glory would be martyrs, those that literally give their life for others or out of love for God. That act of giving your life and giving everything for God or for someone else out of self-sacrificial love, that's what it means to give glory to God. And that's Christian glory, and that's a glorious thing to do. My friends, this is just a small reflection, a deeper look at what this word means and how we can live it in our lives. We can only do this with the power of God. Only with the power of the Holy Spirit can we actually give glory to God by sacrificing ourselves like Jesus on the cross for God and for others. My friends, I hope this video helped you to think more deeply about your faith, help you to focus on this particular aspect so that you can also give glory to God in your own life. God bless you and have a beautiful day.